I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
And welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think I've got a blockbuster show for you tonight. We'll be talking about the Pleiadian perspective on the Canadian trucker protest, as well as their perspective on the Ukraine-Russia situation. And we'll be getting some amazing news concerning experimentation to put mRNA vaccine in your lettuce and fruits and vegetables, and also some updated information concerning unregulated medicines coming from China. And with luck, we'll be able to squeeze in a 5D meditation related to the ascension process. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. Usually sets the tone for the rest of the program. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om. Hari Hari Om.
Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. That was a clip from back in the 1970s. Speaking of back in the days, he also gave the opening talks at the famous Woodstock Music Festival, half a million strong, as they say. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you and for being able to resonate with the information given out on this program. And also to invite listeners to email me concerning any questions you have over material that's presented. I will get back to you and try to do my best to answer your questions. And you can email me at paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, paperfungo, at yahoo.ca. I'm also always interested in suggestions for program content. And as well, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes, utilizing concepts, ideas, or techniques that are provided on this ET Yoga program. And I guess I'll give my usual disclaimer now that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability given your particular circumstance. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, at the top I mentioned Pleiadian perspective on not only the Canadian truckers' protest, but also on the Ukraine-Russian situation. And in point of fact, the information is coming from Athena Swaru. Now, a Swaru is kind of like we'd call, probably on Earth, we'd call it a guru. Swarus are incredibly advanced, even past Pleiadians. As Pleiadians describe it, if humans have a two-strand DNA, Pleiadians have a 12-strand, and Swarus have a 24-strand. Or as the Swarus have said, it's been said that there's some Earth people that play 4D chess, and the Pleiadians play 12D chess, and they play 24-level or dimensional chess. So I have a lot of respect for any information coming from a Swaru. And Athena Swaru put out a warning, actually, concerning this Canadian trucker protest. And it's not that either Athena or myself disagree with the concepts of that are presented by that group or have been presented over the last few weeks that we've listened to their peaceful protest in Ottawa, Canada. However, what she smelled was a possible agenda that was, and that she claims that the original protest here was actually organized by CIA, and that this is kind of a setup and with an agenda attached to it. And you can hear her full description here if you go to CosmicAgencyOdyssey.com. And interestingly enough, soon after that she came up with that, I noticed that Alex Jones put out some information that there was a possible red flag looming because of some information that came to light concerning the planting of the police chief in Ottawa, as well as the mayor there. And interesting scenario there that he also brought up that the Wexit, which is W-E-X-I-T, that's part of an Alberta, Canada movement, is funded by George Soros and is highly integrated into the trucker protest. Not to say that most of the organizers there are very legitimate and sincere people, but the point here is that have they been manipulated? Now, further to that comes information that apparently back in the 1990s, there's a game board, Illuminati game board out, and one of the cards is the Canadian trucker strike card or protest. And I'm not sure the exact wording on the card, but let's put it this way. Back in the 1990s, obviously, Illuminati knew about this. And how is that possible? Well, because the Bible for the cabal has basically been the looking glass technology. If you don't know about looking glass technology, this became possible through some of the crashed UFOs that have been retrieved and technology that had been retrieved from those sources. And such technology as the cube and looking glass technologies, which show future probabilities, have been used on the planet from, I don't know the exact date that it started, but definitely it's been around for a long time. And so obviously events like this could be foreseen. So if they Illuminati knew about this coming and it was a negative thing for them, they could have stopped it easily. There was a similar trucker convoy in Europe that was headed towards Paris, and apparently the Macron just called out the army and that was the end of it. They stopped the trucks from getting to Paris. Could have done the same thing in Canada. Obviously, they knew this was coming, so what's the agenda? That's a good question. Well, as time sort of progressed here, and we now see that, of course, Trudeau evoked what I guess they call the Emergencies Act, similar to martial law, concerning this issue. Maybe that was the agenda. I don't know. I do know that they've passed some, apparently they're trying to push some hate laws and hate crime laws through their parliament there. I appreciate that some of the repercussions for the protesters, they've threatened to cancel their truck insurance, which I guess would go for anybody else, or their car insurance. They're talking about freezing their bank accounts. They're talking about all sorts of measures that, to me, may be part of the agenda is to put a scare tactics out there to the rest of the population, because down the road, there's going to be likely large protests concerning food shortages. And Swaru indicated that they may be wanting to blame the coming planned food shortages on the truckers, which is another part of a potential agenda. So there's lots of going on here, obviously, behind the scenes that it's not really being, you know, in public awareness. And I might add as well that, in my personal opinion, it's not like the truckers are basically protesting vaccines and other mandatory COVID restrictions. What they're basically protesting about is the right to travel back and forth between Canada and the U.S. without being vaccinated. So in one sense, it's kind of really not to the real point that there should be mass protests and coming up, at least concerning anything to do with this phony stuff that's going on and mandates and vaccine pushing by government and big pharma and others associated with it, which in my opinion are all crimes against humanity, because this is a genocide of humanity. And maybe it's a way to put off those protests or to scare people into not organizing. I can't say, but I can tell you that when being like Athena Swaroo puts out a warning, it's something to pay attention to. And moving on to the Ukraine-Russia situation, very interesting perspective from Athena Swaroo. She's basically stating that this is also a distraction. And a distraction from what? It's a distraction from the fact that they're losing the narrative, obviously, in all over the world now with respect to this, all the lies that have been spread about the efficacy and safety of these so-called vaccines, which aren't even vaccines. They're just experimental DNA technology. And so the whole scenario here, they're losing it, and this is a distraction from people creating more and more larger protests, because what people would view as a world war, in her view, is a much clearer threat than people waking up to the fact of what's really going on around this whole genocide agenda. And to be clear, she keeps pointing out that the main goal here is depopulation and genocide. This is what they want to try to create some smokescreen around, or create a diversion, or draw your attention to some other issue. And also, from her perspective, she says that Ukraine and Russia and the United States are basically all friends behind the scenes. They're all cabal. And in a sense, then this is theater. And it is theater, except for those people on the ground that are going to be shooting or become victims from a potential skirmish or war that could evolve from this. And so it's she equates this kind of like to the back in the day, when there was what's called the Cuban Missile Crisis. And for those that are too young to remember this, I think this is somewhere around 1961. It was definitely during the Kennedy administration, JFK, and Russia was planning on sending missiles to Cuba, and the United States found that totally unacceptable. And she equates this, this is the same kind of situation, but in reverse, because in those days, Cuba was kind of a puppet of Russia's. And so what Kennedy did was he had a blockade, a naval blockade around Cuba so that these missiles couldn't reach Cuba. And then I think with negotiations with Nikita Khrushchev, JF Kennedy, they came to some sort of agreement so that, in point of fact, the Russians turned their vessels around and went back to Russia. So that's what happened then. She's equating this same thing now, where actually Kiev, which is like, I think is the capital of Ukraine, is a puppet of the U.S. government. And the U.S. Obviously has some intentions of placing missiles along the eastern coast of the Ukraine, which the Russians find unacceptable. The only difference between the two analogies that's really major is that Ukraine is not an island like Cuba, so there was no way to really put an embargo on things coming in there. So this is how she equates the situation, and she didn't say that there would be anything that would escalate to the a large World War III, although maybe you could call it that. She clearly states there's no possibility that it'll go like to a worldwide nuclear episode, but that it could expand into a regional war. And I guess my own speculation concerning that is kind of like similar to what Hal Turner came up with on Hal Turner Radio. He said that he thought maybe the Russians might blitzkrieg someplace like Lithuania or somewhere, and then say, look, do you want to pull back your troops off the border, you know, of Ukraine now, or do you want us to continue? I don't know. I do know that Swaru, and you can listen again to her full presentation at Cosmic Agency Odyssey.com. So, but she is saying that she did mention the Busej which is in Romania, as somehow connected to this. And the only way that could be connected would be if there was some kind of Russian invasion of Romania, and Romania is part of NATO. And just to refresh your memory, what's Busej? Well, Busej, underneath the rock sphinx in Busej, is an ET base. And this has been confirmed by numerous sources, and there's six books out on the subject. Now, I've read about four of them, Transylvania Sunrise, Transylvania Moonrise, one that's, I forget the exact title concerning Egypt, because there are tunnels actually that go underneath the, in this base, underneath this, it's underneath what's called the Rock Sphinx in Busej, Romania. And there are tunnels that go from there to the Giza Plateau. They go to Iraq, they go to Tibet, and they also go to the inner earth. And Crimea. And Crimea is, of course, Russian controlled. So I guess, you know, it'd be a nice prize to grab as an incidental factor here, I guess, because there's technology there as well as other things. But the bottom line is that this extraterrestrial base was obviously probably an Anunnaki stronghold, because the furniture that's in there is like made for giants, clearly. And apparently there's some really amazing technology there. So maybe even a Stargate. I don't know about that part. But I do know that, like I said, there's like six books out on the subject by Radu Sinemar. And it's a fascinating subject. It's probably one of the most amazing finds ever. And, of course, the public's not allowed into the base. You can go to the mountain and explore the Rock Sphinx. I've been there. I've taken cable car to the Busej Rock Sphinx, and you can see the surrounding countryside. The actual entrance to this is guarded by, so it turns out, by U.S. Troops. So someone once, when I was in Romania, they actually sent me pictures of U.S. troops on that mountainside. So anyway, it's fascinating, and like most things, a complicated issue. Also, a little bit of tidbit information. Apparently, the Tibetan Palladians had been connected with Russia since the days of Nikita Khrushchev until recently. And they've now broken off relations there because of Russia's involvement with the pandemic, which the Theogaden Pleiadians want no part of. And they also state that if Russia had stayed out of it, there's probably no way that the cabal could have come close to reaching any kind of goals concerning critical mass with these injections, which is their goal was like 70% injected. And by the way, from what I understand, about 60% of the Canadian truckers are vaxxed, and that's 80% of the Canadian population. So, you know, in one sense, I don't know. Like, to me, the higher the percentage in a country, the lower the consciousness. That's if I had to come up with a formula. And if you think about it, actually, Bulgaria and Romania are two of the least vaccinated in Europe. And I think Romania is around 50%. And I don't know, Bulgaria was similar as far as the last I had heard. So, you know, who knows? Maybe they want a regime change in these countries to get the vax rate up. I have no idea. But I am putting this out there. It's interesting that Athena Swaru has put out this information. I'd like to now move on to what I consider another. It seems like I try to keep the ET Yoga audience apprised of issues and potential problems out there and minefields to avoid. And now we have another one. And that is there are currently experiments that are putting mRNA vaccines in lettuce, and the plan is to expand that to fruits and vegetables. And the report goes like this, that researchers are now experimenting, and I think experiment being the key word with us as the guinea pigs, with the idea of putting mRNA vaccines in lettuce and other agricultural crops. The National Science Foundation is funding this study, having committed more than half $1 million in grants for the mRNA in lettuce initiative. And if you think this is a joke, they are already growing genetically modified tomatoes as edible coronavirus vaccines. And the Medicago group is currently in phase 3 clinical trials for the development of a COVID-19 vaccine, and that after obtaining the spike protein sequence, they were able to create a vaccine in 20 days. And so that implies they already have it. And according to a report published last month by DW News, scientists claim that rice, corn, potatoes, and lettuce may all be utilized to manufacture antibodies. Biotech companies are reportedly conducting clinical studies with their plant-based medicines and are seeking permission from the regulatory authorities in order to fight diseases such as Ebola and COVID-19. And the report says that the plant-based vaccine, even though it is still being tested on animals, has already aroused the attention of a large number of people. And no doubt, they'll be given a green light, and they'll be touted as safe and effective, which we know they're not. And they further state that Nicotiana benthamiana, a close relative of tobacco, is a subject of research being conducted by the Canadian biotechnology firm Medicago and Britain's GlaxoSmithKline. And the trial has 20,000 participants. And it's also been said that the next 100 billionaires will be in biotech. This is almost like science fiction. Imagine. And as I understand it, part of the intention behind this is that they figured out that most of the star seeds are, of course, not vaccinated and also are vegetarian. And this is a way to actually vaccinate you without your knowledge. And a few weeks ago, Yoga brought to our listeners' attention the news that the food regulations for testing, distribution, and tracking of the entire food chain is now commencing. And they'll be spraying in the food with nanotechnology as smart dust and entities, so that products can be tracked and monitored even inside the consumer's body. And a lot of this information comes from Celeste Salome. She's been at the forefront of this information. And also, maybe the coming planned food shortages will be a wake-up call to many to not trust where we normally obtain our food and start being as self-sufficient as possible in this regard. And in this sense, we can thank the powers that be for spoiling the food that's out there. And by the way, just to, especially if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, there was a Pleiadian analysis of the mRNA vaccines done by Annika of Temer, and that's the planet in the Pleiades system. And just to refresh the ET Yoga listening audience of what's contained in the mRNA vaccines as analyzed by her, here's some of the highlights. We have evidence that the vaccine against coronavirus contains nanochips activatable with 5G and that it can kill anyone at any time. Second, vaccines are not the same. They are special. For each region and each group of people, the components are different, or they are simply placebo. So there is a certain percentage of people out there that did receive placebo, because we're a test group, and they need a placebo group to weigh against. According to Annika, the oldest and younger populations will receive the worst doses on a global scale, children to sterilize them and kill those who are in excess, the elderly for being useless. Those who they want to keep alive longer are young adults, but vaccinated to make them sick little by little and exploit them, having to buy drugs to contain the symptoms of diseases that most will not associate with the vaccines they were given. Three, harmful genetic change occurs immediately after inoculation. As the vaccine material, the genetic reprogramming material, travels through the bloodstream and within minutes invades all the cells of the body. It is harmful and deadly from the first inoculation and not reversible. And she says that, I assure you that if a person came to me still alive with a bullet in the head, it would be more easily repaired in a med bed than an inoculated person. Four, why can't toxins, from a vaccine be eliminated from the body? And it's because they reproduce and damage at the intracellular genetic level. They cannot be cleaned because physically they are already another person. And by the way, there's people out there that have patents on people that are vaccinated, because they're considered they're genetically modified humans and they're patentable. And the of course, part of the plan is to turn these people into cyborgs. The 5G and other systems control and program what the graphene and nanochips do inside the body of each vaccine. Question, what does a vaccinated person infect a non-vaccinated person with? And she says it's not even clear to us. What is known is that they are 100% infected, 100% with nanobots, and also the body stress conditions, exosomes cause what would affect the unvaccinated people by triggering medical conditions if applied to them. That is depending on the health of the unvaccinated ones, because the inoculated ones are a zoo of latent conditions about to be triggered by the biological compounds of the SARS-CoV-19 inoculations, in addition to the graphite and nanotechnology. And interestingly enough here, because I know personally a lot of people now that are experiencing all these really aggressive cancers are soon enough, a month or two after getting vaccinated, are happening in their bodies, and most of them can't connect the fact that it was from the vaccines. But in point of fact, what they do is destroy your immune system, so your body can't fight things off that were normally, you know, balanced. Okay, number seven is the technology is not known. It's not human. It is Federation level and is known in the Pleiades and forbidden for use by a score of treaties. We found human bovine and simian aborted fetuses, a high content of mollusk DNA, a huge amount of RNA proteins contained in nanotechnological graphene of a single molecule thickness. We also found RNA that forms human stem cells. Graphene is nanotechnological smart dust. It is created with very high non-human technology, congruent with that of the United Federation of Planets level, that is to say, equal with ours in level of development. It can only be created with the use of frequency replication machines. What the graphene technology does is enter through the cells of the body, enter the cell nucleus and mitochondria. The graphene will decode the DNA in human cells and attract in its corresponding place the code to replace it with. The RNA contained in the other graphenes, called on Earth as spike proteins, nanobots can be controlled remotely, and they are remote controlled waiting for activation. Number eight, they can sterilize and change the structure of the brain. They'll be able to control the Earth's population as cyborgs. People will think will be thinking what they want them to think and behave as they want them to behave, and the population will think it's their own ideas. And as a last point, what the vaccines have is a variant of black goo. It will isolate humans. It will transform them into beings controllable by the cabal that is under control of the Alpha Draconians and Maitri, and the Maitri are the Greys, because the frequency of each person will no longer coincide with that of the original source, with their soul signal. It will no longer enter them. So I guess we can say thanks for the cabal for inspiring us to cut the cord from mainstream medical and big pharma. Yeah, thanks. Which a point that I've been making at every show I've ever done on ET Yoga. Okay, wow. I mean, that to me is just mind-boggling that they're trying to put mRNA vaccine, if you can imagine it, into our lettuce. And it's just it's almost beyond belief. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. And in addition, another, I guess, minefield out there is if you're on prescription drugs. And the latest information comes out that China controls 100% of the generic medications that are prescribed in the United States. And also, Rosemary Bigson, she wrote a book called China RX, exposing the risks of American dependence on China for medicine, and said that China could weaponize our medicines. Yeah, no joke. Further, she adds that their completely unregulated drugs are flooding into the U.S. from China because the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, won't regulate the shipments. She adds that this deadly little secret is being hidden from the American people by Big Pharma in Washington, D.C. Yeah, and by the way, Pleiadians have said for a long time that there's nano in all vaccines and prescription drugs. And in fact, Pleiadian sources like Senjaze of Billy Meyer fame stated years ago that nano was put in all medications and vaccines. Most recently, Annika of Temer from the Pleiades stated when asked about prescriptions, the questioner had taken for years, and the questioner asked Annika, are they poison? And she says it depends on which prescriptions, but in general, they are poison. Remove as many as possible as soon as possible. And if under blood cholesterol-lowering drugs, remove them immediately. Do not take them. In general, don't take any big pharma drugs unless there's no other option. And, yeah, that's the best advice I could give you, and that's what I've been trying to give you on ET Yoga. The ET Yoga is suggested for over a decade to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma. It's a dead-end road, either from the side effects of the drugs, unwarranted operations, or brutal treatment technologies, or the spread of nano. None of it's supportive of human health. And worse, it's the third biggest cause of death in the United States. They even have a special name for it called iatrogenic death, which I'm sure that 9 out of 10 Americans wouldn't even know the word, what iatrogenic death is. And the only thing they do, well, really, in the medical system is trauma-related. And hats off to those who work in emergency rooms because they do an amazing job. But the rest of the system is a dead-end road. It's been my opinion for a long, long time. And by the way, there are natural plants and herbs out there that can way outperform what these drugs do. And it's just ridiculous. It's just another one of those potential minefields that's out there that you really need to pay attention to. Because I don't know when it's coming up, but it's going to come up soon enough. They'll be approving these mRNA in lettuce. You can count on that much. Now, I'd like to share with you what is the positive route and timeline, which is to the new Earth and 5D ascension. And here's a very simple but effective meditation technique that you can utilize. And as a preface, it says that it goes like this, that now is the time to take an internal inventory. Who have I become? Release all judgment on all levels of your consciousness with all experiences that you have encountered in this lifetime. Every experience in this lifetime that you have created or co-created with others is for your own growth and evolution. While you hold any blame or judgment, no matter how small you may think it is, you are not accepting your own creation. Therefore, you are holding yourself into a lower vibration of thought creation. Send love and forgiveness to all parties involved, including yourself. I used to have a saying that if there's any group or there's any specific species or anything out there that you can't send love to, just shows you where you're stuck. And I appreciate that we all had some trauma in our lives, but this is time to deal with it because these frequencies, especially of grudges and any kind of hatred towards things in the past. You got to let go of the past because these things are not compatible with 5D energy. The next step here is to call upon your higher self and the emissaries of light, the archangels, and any ascended masters or light beings that you choose to assist you in the next part of this meditation. And then comes the meat and potatoes here, which is to state clearly that you are ready to align yourself with the new Earth's fifth density frequency energy matrix. Clearly state that you are now ready to make the leap into the new frequency at fifth density Earth. And by the way, if you're interested in, kind of copying down what I just brought forward, the best way to do that is to go to the archives of ET Yoga, and you can go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga, and follow that down until you come to the archives. And the archives usually appear like Tuesday after a Saturday night transmission. And another way is that I found it just by going to the schedule of ETO or schedule of BBS Radio programs. When you find ET Yoga, click on ET Yoga, and then that's the page that you scroll down and find the archives. or you can go to etyoga.com, which is my website. And by the way, there's a free download there called Root Cause of Disease for one of the first things you see there. It's been up for over 10 years now, and probably closer to 15. It's still valid. Root Cause of Disease, free download, no strings attached. Anyway, you go to etyoga.com, and on the main page is a button there called Radio Archives, and you just hit on that one button, and that will take you directly to the archives. And they're usually tagged with some title, like tonight's show is going to be will be tagged something like "Played in Perspective on the Freedom Canadian Freedom Truckers Protest and the Ukraine-Russia situation, as well as news of mRNA being put in your lettuce." And a 5D meditation, something along those lines. There'll be tag words, and you go down in the archives, and when you find that, you just click on that, and an ET Yoga program will appear. And then you can take your time listening to the program and finding the part that you're most interested in, or the whole show if you like, and make your notes so that you have that there. And as well, I'm going to mention that in the last week or so, I've had some interesting information, like I call them, you can call it a download or whatever, but a connection from higher self related to bentonite clay. And bentonite clay is very, very powerful for removing metals from your body. And I remember years and years ago when I first was doing ET Yoga that there used to be a mother's group that was formed related to all these women had autistic children. And they started bathing in bentonite clay at about, I don't know, 101 degrees bathtub temperature, and had the kids drinking bentonite clay. And, of course, it's a clay, so you basically you put a clump of it in a glass and pour water in, let it sit overnight, and eventually it dissolves in there. You stir it up, and it tastes like crap, but it does great things for you. I've heard that every little particle of bentonite clay, I think it absorbs like 2,000 times its body weight in metal. And so it's an incredible product. Now, every year I do like a two-week bentonite clay. I call it detox, if you like. And it's very powerful, and bentonite clay is like, I don't know, 2 pounds of it costs like $10, ballpark. So it's not expensive, and it's a great way to eliminate metals from your body. Now, I've done some research as well on causes of autism and related to Alzheimer's, by the way. I was wondering, and I did some research just this week, is there some connection between autism and Alzheimer's? And apparently there is. There's a gene in both that gets damaged. And so there's some, and how does it get damaged? Well, in my opinion, probably one of the big contributory factors is excess metals. Especially aluminum. And it's interesting to note that two of the biggest, according to Palladians, two of the biggest contributors to autism are mothers that are too close to technology during the pregnancy. Like, so the fetus is exposed to too much toxic radiation, as well as vaccines. Those are your two primary causes. And what I found was that aluminum, of course, is in the chemtrails, aluminum, barium, and God knows what else, probably a little bit of COVID in there too, or what they call a nanobot technology that we're misnaming as COVID. However, the bottom line here is that there's definitely a connection here between metals in the brain and having Alzheimer's. And why not use bentonite clay? And because nobody's making this connection that I can see online. They're not using bentonite clay for a lot of things, but not for Alzheimer's. just a suggestion. I don't know. It's information that came to me. I'm passing it on. And also, if you're looking for a natural health recipe to remove heavy metals, like from chemtrails, here is a great one. And I have had lots of listeners who always ask me about to repeat this recipe because they love it. You take 4 cloves of garlic, 1/3 cup of Brazil nuts, which contain selenium, 1/3 cup of sunflower seeds, which contain cysteine, 1/3 cup of pumpkin seeds, zinc, contains zinc and magnesium, 2 cups of packed fresh cilantro, and coriander, Chinese parsley, which contains vitamin A, 2/3 cup of flaxseed oil, 4 tablespoons of lemon juice, contains vitamin C, 2 teaspoons of dulse powder, and sea salt to taste. You process the cilantro and flaxseed oil in a blender until the coriander is chopped. Add the garlic, nuts, and seeds, dulse, and lemon juice, and mix until the mixture is finely blended into a paste. Add a pinch of sea salt to taste and blend again. Store in a dark glass jar if possible. It freezes well, so purchase cilantro in season and fill enough jars to last through the year. 2 teaspoons of this pesto daily for 3 weeks is purportedly enough to increase the urinary excretion of mercury, lead, and aluminum, thus effectively removing these toxic metals from our bodies. We can also consider doing this cleanse for 3 weeks at least once a year. The pesto is delicious on toast, baked potatoes, and pasta. So, and again, if obviously, unless you're a shorthand expert, you couldn't get all that down, but go to the archives and take your time, and you can, if you're interested in that, it's a really good one. I'd like to now give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience, and my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once, 10 times, whatever's comfortable. And once you've made that connection, the idea here is become the spot in the center of your forehead, become that spot, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.